and welcome to Heartbeat. Today I want to talk about the priority of prayer in our lives. How we should start all things with prayer. Start with prayer. How often in your life have you cried out to God when you're in a desperate situation? When you're in a point of your life where you know, I need God. There's nothing I can do in this situation. Only God could do something. And that is an amazing time to cry out to God, when we realize that it is God who we need. And it's something that I do, and I think many of us do. But what if we also cried out to God through all aspects of our life, not just when we're at the desperation parts of our life, but in every area of our life, so that we built on that relationship with Him? You know, life is busy, and at times it can be hard to fit prayer in. But I don't know if you've heard of the saying, if you want something done, give it to a busy person. Well, I'm telling you today that busy and prayer, that actually go together. That it's not just something on your task list that you need to do, but that actually prayer should be a way of life. That it's a part of you as a Christian, how you live your everyday. And so that's why I want to talk about making prayer a priority in our lives, so that it actually becomes just who we are. It's our lifestyle. It's what we do because we're a Christian. Prayer is where transformation starts. If you want to change things in who you are, if you want to become the person that God has called you to be, well, it all starts with prayer, because it starts with a relationship with God that you build on. And when you spend time with someone, that's when you build a relationship. And it's the same with God. When we spend time in prayer, that's where we build our relationship with Him. Now, I have friends who made a commitment. I have a friend who made a commitment to run at least a kilometer every day for an entire year. And she woke up every day and she did not miss a single day in a whole year because she just made this commitment. You know, what if you made a commitment in your life right now, we're still at the very early stages of the year, that you're not going to miss a single day of prayer. You just won't miss. There are things in our life we choose not to miss. We all know we've got television shows that we never miss. We all know we've got appointments that we always make a priority that we never miss. What if you made prayer the same level importance as some of those things? You just never miss. It's a part of who you are. There are things in our life that we make a priority: work, study, family, friends, and we don't miss those things. So I encourage you to make prayer a part of your everyday life. And what does it mean when we make prayer a priority? Well, it means that you're saying to God, I put you first. I want you in my life, God. I want to hear what you have to say. I want your guidance. I want to build this relationship. It means you're telling God that you trust in Him. But how do we do that? How do we make prayer a priority? Well, the first thing, like I've already said, is we just don't miss. We pray daily. It's something we do every day. Regardless of how busy we are, whether we've got lots on or not, we pray daily. Because first and foremost, I want God in my life to help me with all those things I have in my day. So prayer needs to become a priority. Another thing we can do when we want to make prayer a priority is to pray throughout our day. That as we start a new task, as we go to the next appointment, as we begin preparing food for our meals, we say a prayer. We ask God to be with us in this situation, in the conversation, in the daily task that we're doing. We ask God to come and be with us. And then we can pray in every situation. So everything that comes up in our lives, we pray and we ask God that He would be present with us, guiding us. Now, Rosemary spoke last week about God being the bread of life, and that if we're going to move forward sometimes in our life to share God with others, then we really need to have God first. It's hard to share about something when ourselves we're not committed or sharing or having God in our life as much as we should. And so prayer helps us with that. It helps to put God first into our lives. So I encourage you that as we start this year, as we're just these few weeks in, that you would make prayer this year a priority. Now, maybe for some of you, if prayer is just something you already do every day, maybe it's thinking about the time of day that you're praying. Are you giving God the best time of your day? And giving God the best time of your day is giving God that time when you are the best, when you're switched on, when you're focused. That's the time to pray. So why don't you join me now in prayer as we ask God to come and be with us as we set up our year of prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, I thank you that you are a loving God that we can come to in prayer, that we can come and have a conversation with. Lord, would you help us to set up our prayer this year? Help us to make it a priority. Holy Spirit, would you prompt us and guide us and help us to ask you into every situation throughout our day? I thank you for the blessing that you give to us. And I ask this in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.